If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
And you're very welcome back. Now, another listener on to say, I have no fear of death at all. I have great faith myself and I will use the power of God. Another listener, the last two speakers will be free to die as they choose, but why impose their beliefs on others? You put the case well, Fran. Not everybody believes in an afterlife, and that comes in from Anne, who's in Clonmel today. Another listener, we can prevent life at the beginning and it's no problem, and at the end it's a big problem. No, they take no oath. France or somebody else. Let me see. That was in from, was that from Jane, I think? Another listener saying it's a very grey area, assisted suicide. It would want to be monitored extremely closely. I would be very anti-abortion and I'm on the fence with assisted suicide. But one thing I will say is that the elderly are feeling very lonely at the moment with COVID and they're scared. But I think this is a conversation for a later time. Ireland took a turn for the worst after abortion was allowed. And God help our once lovely country. What on earth has gone wrong? Another listener, your last caller talking about the fifth commandment. Can he tell the listeners how the nuns in Tuam applied the fifth commandment to newborn babies and their mothers? Oh God, when are we going to put people before the Catholic Church in this country and come out of the dark ages? And just one more for now. Good morning, Fran. Just listening to your discussion on the right to die. There are certain illnesses that are not treatable and not curable. Where a person has no quality and is of sane mind to make a decision, then it's their life that they are deciding on. Look at the people living for years on rotary beds. 083-311-3311. Now, some insurers are charging older drivers triple of what is available elsewhere on the car insurance market. This is according to insurance brokers at insuremycars.ie, who say that over 70s, cost comparison analysis reveals staggering price differences right across the market. For more on this now, I'm joined by Deirdre McCarthy of insuremycars.ie. Good morning to you, Deirdre.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on with us today. Is it cynical greed with the insurance companies? Like, I mean, the cohort of people may not be in a position to shop around on the internet, for example. Is it just plain greed?
I think it is more to do with the... there's more competition after going into this kind of age group or cohort of drivers. So previously, I suppose, what we've seen is there wouldn't have been a lot of insurers that would have quoted in this sector. But in the last 12 months, there, you know, more insurers have taken an interest in the older age group categories. And this has driven prices down somewhat. But I suppose the on the flip side is that these drivers are not aware of it, and that's what we kind of came across during the course of last year and into this year, that we found that the volume of people calling us from, you know, in their late 60s or early 70s has increased dramatically, and especially during the weeks of you know, our most severe lockdown, the restrictions in the country, where obviously people had, you know, were at home full time, had probably a bit more time on their hands, and, you know, spent it by trying to save a few euros. But what what I suppose the staggering thing that we realised is that when they were coming to us and telling us what their renewal price was, that we were getting prices that were so much cheaper. So, for example, like, one example, and that's why we ran this cost comparison, because we were really interested internally to see, you know, there was such a wide range of quotations. And I think what it is that I suppose older people do have a huge sense of loyalty, perhaps, to, you know, an insurer they've been with for
and they come from a time
years.
When loyalty was actually rewarded. But in this case, rewarded.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, loyalty is punished in some way.
So, yeah, so I suppose going back years and years ago, loyalty would have been massively, you know, rewarded. You know, if you were with the likes of, you know, Aviva, SBD, you know, Zurich, Allianz, you know, of the big insurance companies in our country. But this is not the case anymore. Insurance is a different ballgame completely to what it was years ago. So I suppose that's one of the main things that is kind of affecting this age group, that they still think, you know, I've been with Aviva for 15 years. I have to stay with them. You know what? They've been so good to me. They paid out a claim a couple of years ago, or whatever it might be. But we did the cost comparison analysis on this. And just for an example there, like...
Give us the Ross Gray one. You have a Ross Gray.
Give me that one. 73, main driver with name driver is 71 on the policy, driving a Mondeo, so it's, you know, large car, 2 litre car, in Ross Gray in County Tipperary. Our best price for that was €447, which is a very good price for insurance, you know, with that type of a car. And the most expensive price was €1,231. So that was
wow.
And we would work with a range of maybe around 15 underwriters, insurers, and that was the range that we were getting. So someone out there is charging €1,200 for that same risk that we could get it for €447. I mean, that is massive. So we just wanted to bring that to the attention of these drivers.
Right.
I suppose a lot of when it comes to price of insurance, a lot of people talk about the young drivers and, you know, how they're penalised with higher premiums and all of that. No one really has kind of, zoned in on the older drivers and that have actually,
are you sure that's a fair comparison between those two prices? I mean, are you getting exactly the same cover?
Oh, 100%, yeah. So like, our system, I suppose, another thing we could say is that, you know, as you said, a lot of older drivers wouldn't be able to go on the internet, do all the shopping around and stuff. But that's why I would suggest that they would go to a broker like ourselves at insuremycars.ie or any other broker. You know, there's local brokers in different towns as well. But we actually, when we put the quotes, there's the risk details or into the system, it pops out all the quotes for us.
But I have to put it to you that people might have the wrong idea about a broker as well, because I know this from my own experience. A broker doesn't necessarily have access to all of the companies. For instance, I was in a situation where I got a quote for my car that was considerably lower than I was getting from my broker. I wanted to stay with the broker. I said to him, listen, could you not go to this company and get me this price? And he said, oh no, we don't deal with them.
No, like not every broker would have every insurer. It depends on, you know, who you have your agencies with.
But perception is that you do, and that you do check around for everybody and you do try and get the best price. But that's not necessarily true. The best price might be outside of the circle of insurance companies you deal with.
Well, like most insurers would have, you know, at least 15 insurers on their books for car insurance. And like we would the majority would have, you know, all the big insurers. So, you know, your Aviva, Zurich, Allianz, Liberty, you know, all included in that. Plus, you know, others that, you know, you wouldn't be able to get access to on the market directly.
Right. Let me bring in Peter Kavanagh here, because Peter is with Active Retirement Ireland. He's head of communication with them. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning, Frank.
This is dreadful discrimination of older people, isn't it?
It is, and I think I'd be more inclined to be cynical about the reasons behind it. And I think your conversation so far this morning has really touched on a few key points, that older people are, of course, far more brand loyal than younger people and not used to shopping around.
Yeah.
And I feel that they're definitely being taken advantage of in certain situations. I mean, the example that you're discussing there, 73-year-old from Ross Gray, that is the same person with the same car getting the same cover, and it can be up to triple the cost of the lowest price quote. That's scandalous behaviour. And of course, you know, ourselves and other organisations like Age Action, we've asked for the actuarial tables to be published, we've asked for this to be made public as to why these prices are arrived at, and we've been told that this information is commercially sensitive. So unfortunately, the needs of older people to try and get car insurance, because look, you know yourself, if you're living in Tipperary, public transport isn't widely available, and a lot of people in rural areas in particular have to own cars, and if you own a car you have to have insurance. But we can't know publicly why people are being charged what they're charged, because insurance companies, and indeed the law that protects them, puts profit above the needs of older people, and they are being exploited.
And also, when you get to a certain age, I guess, you're worried that if I swap around companies here, you know, will I eventually not be insurable at all? And that is another thing that's making people pay out huge amounts of money, I would imagine, Peter.
It absolutely is. There's such a level of scrutiny on older drivers.
Yeah.
The over 70s have to be medically certified. They have to reapply for their license on a far more regular basis than the under 70s. So they go through the ringer. And we're not seeing the evidence that there's any actual benefit for this because they're still being faced with inflated insurance prices. And absolutely, there's a genuine fear out there from our members that if I change insurer, I might not be insured. And this is why we always have to encourage our members and all older people to shop around as much as possible. And Fran, you raised a very good point that not every broker resells insurance for every company out there.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do is to shop around not only with a broker, perhaps, but with multiple brokers. And if you can use the internet and get online, and this is another form of discrimination against some older people. I know for a fact when I renewed my car insurance last September, it was 10% cheaper if I did everything online. Now, if you're one of the majority of over 70s who doesn't use the internet or isn't comfortable using computers and the internet, you're automatically shut away from that. Exactly.
Deirdre, can I go back to you in terms of, is there any reasoning coming from the companies? Are they saying that older people are more dangerous on the road, that they're causing more accidents? Is there anything like that there? Is there any definitive thing?
No, like they haven't come out and given us any information on their, you know, the reasoning behind the pricing. I suppose we're as much in the dark as the broker. Like the insurer, you know, says that, you know, it is commercially sensitive data and they don't share that with the broker.
Right.
So that's why we're trying to highlight it.
Right. So Deirdre, you know, from you, because
I'm
I'm just running towards news, Deirdre. So advice for older people, Deirdre, is what?
I suppose just don't take your renewal price as it is. So just because you've been with that insurer for a number of years doesn't mean you can't get better out there. And, you know, go to your local broker or go to a number of brokers and see what the best price is. It is worth your time to call around. And I know ourselves, we only deal with our customers over the phone. So, you know, we're very happy to go through everything and, you know, put your mind at ease. That you are, you know,
right. And Peter, before I wrap up, your advice to older people out there where car insurance is concerned, Peter, would be what?
That brand loyalty is, unfortunately, it's now a one-way street. So you don't need to feel that you need to stay with your current insurance company. Older drivers are far safer. There's research from Trinity College that backs that up. So the quotes are there, and you can see there that you can save up to 800 quid based on one of those examples that you were talking about. So absolutely, shop around as much as possible. And if you can get help from a relative who's more comfortable using computers and the internet to help you around, that's a benefit as well.
All right, there, I must leave. Peter Kavanagh of Active Retirement Ireland and Deirdre McCarthy there as well of insurance.ie. All right, news is on the way.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.